This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Radio.com Cash Time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
That's right, it's time for the 9 o'clock hour cash code here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Text TATTOO, T-A-T-T-O-O, T-A-T-T-O-O to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, the 9 o'clock hour cash code here for the Radio.com cash contest is TATTOO. Text TATTOO, T-A-T-T-O-O, T-A-T-T-O-O to 72881. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 o'clock when I will give you another radio.com cash code. Again, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., the top of each and every hour. Make sure you're listening for your chance to win. One last time, text TATTOO, T-A-T-T-O-O to 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, you ain't.
I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
everybody, and happy Thursday. I was driving in and listening to the discussion about the NBA playing the game right now. There's a game going on in China, at least there was recently. And it was explained that the, even though the Chinese said that the Adam Silver could not speak before or after the game, and even though the players were not going to be made available before or after the game, could not speak, that the NBA was really in a position where they couldn't not play the games for risk of insulting their Chinese hosts. That's complete BS. 100%. Yes. The NBA should have taken their ball and gone home. You don't, as the Chinese government, you can silence your own people. You can run them over with tanks. You can kidnap them from Hong Kong, as they do, honestly, as they kidnap dissidents from Hong Kong and steal them back to China. But you shouldn't be able to silence U.S. citizens because you're having a temper tantrum. And the NBA should have said, screw this, and gone home. They should not be playing that game. If the stipulation are we can't talk, they should not be playing that game. It's ridiculous. And the whole thing is ridiculous. I said it from the beginning. It's the way that they have fawned over the Chinese is embarrassing. And people can say all they want that, yes, but big money's at stake. And that's true. I understand it in the sense that in the end, the NBA is ultimately a business and they're about making money. But so, like, what happens? They come home. It's not like LeBron James is going to be poor.
Correct.
It's not like the owners. It's not the difference between starvation. It's the difference between making billions as an NBA and more billions as an NBA. There isn't anything. No one's going hungry if you leave China. It's just the difference of we aren't maximizing our profits. It's why the entire.
I think it's a little different. I think it's Jeff. You know what I really think it is? It's easy money.
Well, it's money. It's
right,
money.
But it's and easy.
But it's money. It's just money, and they're just driven by money. And I get it. And it's why the whole ridiculous. Not to get legal here, but it's why the whole Citizens United case, which basically said corporations are people, is ridiculous. Corporations are soulless. Corporations are soulless money. Their obligation, they are created to make money. That is, in fact, the goal. They pay right. dividends. They make money. That is what they are. Human beings are not that. We are one of the things we do is make money. Yes, we make money. We also make friends. And we also try to have an impact in the world, and we also have a conscience, and we are not soulless. So, but yes, the NBA should have left. The NBA should have come home. The NBA isn't going broke if they leave China. They're just not making as much money. And so I don't really have a lot of sympathy with the NBA here. It's not that hard. That's one of my – I would talk about other stuff in a minute. That's one of my objections to this is to the NBA, which has somehow miraculously brought together both the left and the right in a letter that has been sent by literally everyone from every spectrum saying that what the NBA is doing is embarrassing. So those people are embarrassing them. So the NBA is embarrassing itself. I've said it from the beginning. It's groveling. And they should have left. You don't get silenced by the Chinese government. And then the other people who are, I think, are embarrassing themselves are people who are just reveling in the fact that in the NBA players aren't speaking out, but didn't want them to speak out about issues in their own country. There's a whole lot of people right now who are saying they should be speaking out. They should be speaking out. They should be speaking out. Why aren't you speaking out? Where's these woke? Woke is like an insult now. Woke is the ultimate. It's like politically correct and whatever else. It's libtard. And the people who are saying that, a lot of them, listen, if you are criticizing the NBA because you want them to be engaged politically in everything, to be aware politically and to stand up for people who are being crushed by systems everywhere, then I'm all for it. Then I do that. Like all those people who are said, my God, I applaud LeBron James for taking a step for speaking out about injustices in the United States. Why is he abandoning that? That's fine. But don't be the guy who is saying, shut up and play ball about issues in America, and now you want him to speak up about issues in China.
Right.
There you're just playing gotcha. There you're just reveling in the fact you say, woke, and where does that lead? Where does your position lead? If you're basically saying you want athletes to just be spineless entertainers all the time, that's fine. That's where you are. You are in a place where you just want your athletes to shut up and entertain you. And that's fine. But don't like be all outraged that they're not speaking up against China when, A, you didn't care about China a week ago yourself. You certainly don't care what's happening to the Kurds right now. You don't like all you want. You just love being able to mock LeBron James. But if you had no conscience about what was happening in the United States, and suddenly you have a conscience of what's happening in China, screw you. I hear so much laughter. Where does this lead you? To a place where you don't want anyone to get involved in anything or stand up for anything? I don't really get that. It's weird to me that the people who are the no politics in sports, no politics in sports, no politics in sports, no politics in sports, are suddenly they want politics in sports. They're suddenly, oh, no, you should absolutely be pulling out of – no. If you want them to be speaking everywhere, that's fine. Speak everywhere. But understand that what you're arguing for here is just basically soulless athletes who shut up about everything. I don't know I don't know what's so admirable about that. I don't see anything admirable about that. I'll be honest with you. And then thirdly, the third point I want to make is I acknowledge that it makes LeBron James look silly. and Steve Kerr look silly, and that it does open them up to this criticism.
Makes him look hypocritical, in my opinion.
Well, yes and no. Do I think the argue is this? Yes, I think so. But does it? The argue is this: is that it totally guts everything they have to say about everything else. I don't believe that.
I don't
Steve
agree with that.
Kerr, whose dad was freaking shot and killed,
murdered,
can't talk up about gun violence just because he doesn't. Yes, he looks like he's absolutely, he's bowed to the wishes of the NBA on this issue. I think Steve Kerr probably does have thoughts on this, and he's not. But do I think that means he can't speak about gun violence when his father was killed, murdered? No. Do I think it means that LeBron James, who is a black man in America, can't talk about the plight of black men in America? He is a black man in America. He understands how driving while black. He, like, just because, yes, he looks spineless for not speaking up here. And I agree with that, and I said that at the outset. The entire NBA looks spineless. Do I think it means that they can't speak up about things that they actually have experienced in their own lives and that they have no credibility about speaking up about those things? No, does it chip away? Does it make them? Does it open up to the opportunity for people to mock them as being "quote unquote" woke athletes? Yes, it does, and I think they should be speaking up. And I think LeBron James should have gotten on a plane and come home. I think he should have. Like, what is he going to? He's not going to suddenly going to become poor LeBron James. No, he's not going to become poor LeBron James. He's still going to be rich LeBron James. He just may not be as rich LeBron James. Maybe he's suspended. I'm all for it. Take a stand. Take a stand for everything. But I actually don't think it means that if LeBron James talks about being black in America, that he can't still have something to say about that, which is something that he has experienced himself, or that Steve Kerr can't speak about gun violence, which is something he knows about. His dad was murdered. So, yes, but they should have come home. They absolutely should have come home. And it goes to the larger point that I said before, is why in the world do we, I guess, with respect to corporations, why do we imbue them with these sacred powers in our country when this is what they are? They are money-making machines. And the NBA is acting like a corporation and a money-making machine. That's what they do. That is what they do. But should they have come home? Should this game be played? No, this game should not be played. Game should not be played. You don't silence Americans in China. Today on the show, Jonah Jordan's going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk Memphis football with him. He's going to Philadelphia to watch
Temple.
To watch Memphis play Temple in a big game.
Huge game. Huge Probably game. Biggest.
Every game.
Clearly it's the biggest road test of the year. But at this point,
in terms of quality of test, the top, well, who's favored?
Memphis by 6 now.
Okay.
It opened at 3. Now it's moved to 6.
And what have the point spreads been? Is this the, what was the, and the if, so the Ole Miss game was the
correct. I think
closest,
it closed at
was the
three
biggest
and
test
a half.
By point spread, by the biggest test by point spread.
Correct.
This one, Memphis by 6. Navy was 6. What was Navy? Navy was 10?
Navy was 10 and a half, 11,
so
something
this is,
along those
this
lines.
This is according to point spread, the second biggest test. Ole Miss was the biggest test of the season.
Correct.
Although at that point we didn't know anything about Ole Miss.
Exactly.
So it was, anyway, Jonah Jordan's going to join us in the next segment. Barrett Sally is going to join us. Finally, we have a great weekend of college football.
It's been about time.
It's been a long time, but we have a great weekend of college football. We'll talk to Barrett Sally about that. Chris Harrington at 10-1. He has another story up about the Memphis Grizzlies in his preview series at the Daily Memphian. You can read that there. Steve White will join us to talk about the NFL at 10:25. One of my happiest moments of the week when we can talk to Steve White about the NFL. So we will do all of that. The other thing that happened was the it's perfectly framed, the question now, Jeffrey, which way do you like to lose? Agonizingly, it's perfectly framed.
This is
no longer a hypothetical question. This is a it happened yesterday question. Would you rather lose the way the Atlanta Braves lost, which is quick and painless? Painless is probably not the way to put it, but certainly quick. Where you have no chance from the beginning. Before you've taken your seat, you are eviscerated. It is over, humiliated.
You had a free Wednesday night.
Yeah.
you were, even if you were thinking about having something blocked off.
Or the way the Dodgers lost, which was going into the 6-8, going up 3-1, 6 outs away from advancing.
With your Hall of Fame pitcher.
And then your manager. Yeah, but he's not a Hall. He is.
He's
a
not a Hall of Fame reliever.
He's not a Hall of Fame
yes,
reliever.
Agreed.
And he's not a Hall of Fame pitcher this year. Like, he's not that. He's just not. He had a whole bullpen that he could have gone to that is
ready to go.
Trained, I believe, for this exact moment.
I believe that's exactly what they've been working all season for.
That is their job.
Yes.
And you bring in Clayton Kershaw, and he gives up back-to-back home runs on back-to-back pitches. And then your manager brings Joe Kelly does one inning fine. That's fine. He brings him back for the 10th. He had not pitched more than an inning in more than it certainly showed in August. Honestly, his last outing, he walked three, gave up a hit, two runs, no outs. And
that's my Joe Kelly.
So that's Joe Kelly. And the next thing you know, it's over the wall and you're done. And this glorious season for the Dodgers has come to a crushing and premature end. So, putting aside the fact that also mixed into this is that the expectations for the Dodgers were higher, and so the disappointment is stiffer. Okay,
right.
That, I think, does frame this.
100% factors.
But just in terms of the way the games played out, here it is framed perfectly, not as a hypothetical question, which is the better way to lose? And which is the better way to win?
Oh, yes.
We never asked that question.
Yeah.
Which is the better way to win?
The better way to win is the way the Nats won, because it's more memorable. Like, yesterday I was able to...
But that's only the better way to win if...
You know that you're going to win.
You know you're going to win.
Right.
If you win. If you... Let's be honest. The way the Cards won is the way that I would choose to win, always, which is...
Leave no doubt.
Leave no doubt. I don't want that suspense.
Nope.
That feeling of, are we going to win or lose, that so many people seem to love, I want no part of that. It's why I don't watch the Bills, right?
Yes.
So I like...
I think there's one other factor in this question that I want you to consider. If it's in a vacuum, like my team is playing, would I rather lose like the Dodgers or would I rather lose like the Braves yesterday? I would rather lose like the Braves. Leave no doubt. Kill me early. I don't even want to get my hopes up. I don't want to deal with the crippling heartbreak. I can
even
move on.
Even though it's ignominious.
Correct. Now, where I think it gets complicated is you have a team like the Braves that's not won a postseason series since 2001. They have this reputation of being
chokers.
Chokers and whatnot.
And then they choke again.
And then in the first inning. Like, no one's even scored 9 runs in the first inning in Major League Baseball postseason history. The Cardinals got 10 on 5 hits. Like, it was... Even if, like, I were
well,
trying to
Well,
not
make... only that, it's part of the larger Atlanta narrative, as
exactly.
they say, right? We are losers.
Right, and...
It is weird that the champion city of the South, the
yes.
magnificent Athens of the South, is such a sports town of losers.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like, to me...
What happened? What would you... If you ran... So there's this, what happened yesterday.
This is still behind the...
Super Bowl is the worst.
Yes, absolutely.
What did Georgia... What are the circumstances of their...
Second and 26, and they let Tua come in off the bench and throw a touchdown pass. They blew 17-7 halftime lead, in which Alabama looked inept.
Just one game, or was there... Well, the previous one, wasn't it disappointing as well?
Then last year... They had at least a 2-touchdown lead in the SEC championship game, and then yet again they let the backup quarterback come off the bench. Remember they faked the punt. Remember
right.
the fourth.
Oh, the fake punt.
They got
yeah.
the good look.
It is
they got the look they wanted.
Remember. So okay, that does frame it. But you think in a vacuum,
I'd much rather lose like the Braves did.
You'd like to lose the way the Braves did.
And that was most of our friends that played baseball. We all agreed. Because a one-run loss in baseball,
you don't believe in the
stinks.
Whole. Well, listen, we dignified. We lost with dignity.
Uh-uh.
We
no.
Well, it particularly doesn't work the loss with dignity when you're the Dodgers and you've won 106 games during the regular season.
Exactly.
You can't lose with dignity. There's no dignity in losing.
You were a heavy
up 3-1.
Favorite.
You were that crushingly. Yeah. No. Give me the. I will tell you this. I would rather win the way the Cardinals won. Except for when it's over, then I probably would have rather won the way the Nats won. But if I don't know what's going to happen, I'd rather win the way the Cardinals win, and I would rather lose the way the Braves lost.
I think the question is, and frame it this way: your team's in a deciding game, or you're in an NFL playoff game, whatnot. And I say, do you want this game to be a blowout, or do you want this game to be a close game? I'm not telling you the result. I'm not telling you you're going to win. I'm not telling you you're going to either what side of the blowout you're going to be on, what side of the close game you're going to be on. And you have to go in and thinking that way. If you go in thinking
I go in thinking, listen, if it's going to be a blowout, my team's going to get blown out. So it's probably my team that's getting blown out. So I'd rather have the close game because we're only going to win. Any team from Buffalo only wins close games.
You love the Pyrrhic victory.
In other words, my pessimism would be built into the way I answer that question. If it's a blowout, I know what's happening. The Buffalo team's getting blown out. So I would be using it as a predictive, and which also sullies up the question. Anyway, congratulations to the long-suffering Cardinals fans out there. You people really have a hard life. My God, I wish I had been born a Cardinals fan.
Can we just discuss how classy Mike Schilt's post-game speech was? I mean, just... That you want to talk about a man?
That's pure class.
Just pure like
I've never seen someone who can root for a team yet mock the team in the way that you do.
Isn't that perfect me though?
It's really quite something. You root for the team.
I don't know. I
you
love
mock
the team.
Your own team.
This has actually been a great team to watch because
you
they
love the
are
team
over
and hate the fans.
Right, but they're overachievers. Like this team's roster.
Well,
is...
Now they have a deep.
They have home field advantage,
yeah.
and the Nationals both.
Everything's breaking their way. It's a typical Cardinals.
Oh, one more time. Let me hear it.
Everything's breaking their way. It's,
yes,
it is. It's like a. It's this.
Everything coming up birds.
Everything is. I believe that everything is coming up birds. We're gonna take a break. Oops, that's my phone. I clearly didn't silence it. I'll do that during the break. Back in a minute. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Radio.com cash is coming up. At 10 a.m., get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office and I don't have a website because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you and your family members. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Members enjoy bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. And the kind of service you can only get when you're part owner. So if you're not a member yet, join today. Visit FECCA.com to apply. FedEx Employees Credit Association is federally insured by the NCUA.
Check out Bass Pro Shops Flocktoberfest, October 12th and 13th at the Memphis Pyramid, with huge savings on all the gear you need, free seminars by expert duck hunters, and regional and national calling championships, emceed by Jim Ronquest, with over $20,000 in cash and prizes, including the championship prize, a Tracker Off-Road 800SX side-by-side, and a one-night stay at Big Cypress Lodge. You can register on-site or visit BassPro.com/Flocktoberfest for details.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so here at Charmin, we decided to sing about it.
Super mega rolls, yeah. 6 rolls in 1. Got rolls on rolls on rolls. TP for everyone. Charmin rolls got rolls. Super mega rolls. Super mega lasts forever. Charmin rolls got rolls.
Charmin super mega roll is 6 regular rolls in 1. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
6 rolls in 1.
Delta Dental of Tennessee now covers your eyes and your smile. Get Delta Dental plus Delta Vision in partnership with VSP. Talk to your employer or visit covermouth.com to learn more.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back at the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jonah Jordan from the Daily Metro. You know what? Jonah, you got to pick a new song. I hate that song.
You hate that song? I'll pick a new one. Just for you, Jeff.
I hate it. It's creepy. What is it?
Oh, no.
What is it? Jeffrey, do you like it? It's my least
it's not,
favorite.
Like, I'm a big fan of like, bumper music of being kind of high energy.
Sounds like a dying cow when you come on.
I'm not familiar with the sound. I enjoy eating them.
You eat like dead cow. You do like dead cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to pick something a little more peppy.
Okay, I'll do it just for you.
Okay, good. Who was that? What is that song?
That's Mac Miller.
What?
It's Mac Miller.
Matt Moore.
Mac Miller, close enough.
Mac Miller. Mac Miller. What's the name of the song?
Self-Care.
Self-Care, yeah.
Good. Yeah, no, let's get rid of that thing. Okay, yeah. Something a little more upbeat like this. Yeah, here we go. Here's Jonah Jordan. Now, welcome to the show, Jonah Jordan from the Daily Memphian. On Twitter, @_JonahJordan. It has recently been brought to my attention, by the way. I'm going to get to football in just a minute. It has recently been brought to my attention that we have a wing beef, as it were, to put two words together that don't normally go together, wing and beef. We have a burgeoning wing beef in this city. A Let It Fly, the Mike Miller Sports Bar, is now opened. And according to some texting that has been going on between you, me, and Drew Hill, they have tweeted out a photo that says best wings in Memphis with a picture of their wings, to which the wing guru has responded. Let It Fly Memphis. We wish you continued success in the business. With a Mike Miller name alone, people will come check you all out. Hopefully, they come back for seconds. Your focus should be on Moondance in your backyard, not the wing guru. Don't make us come earlier to Germantown. And now they're suggesting there should be a wing off. Let me ask you this. Is this the Penny Hardaway version of wings? Like, they're declaring, Mike Miller is declaring a national championship before the season has even begun.
Yeah, I mean, they just opened, like, what was it, 3 days ago? I mean, like, they got to pump the brakes a little.
You think you got to win some games first? You think you have to win some games first?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even been out there. I don't even know where it is yet. Like, I know it's in Germantown, but I don't think I even know where it is. Like, they got to chill out.
It's out near the movie theater there out in Germantown on the right as you head out Poplar. What's that? You know what that thing's called, Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah, that's where my parents live. It's Forest Hill. It's in the old McAllister's right there at the corner of Poplar and Forest Hill.
There you go. That's where it is. What's the pizza place there that's got
Russo's New York?
No, there's the same one that's on the corner here where the AAA place used to be.
Marco's?
Nah, never mind.
Jets?
Never mind. No. Anyway, I'm being an idiot. So he's talking smack right out of the gate with the best wings in Memphis. And I'll be honest. Jason has never given me the wing guru the Wing Guru like gift certificate that he promised for me showing up at the Wing Guru. So I went to the Wing Guru and I got a cheeseburger. It may be the single best cheeseburger I've eaten in this town. It's unbelievably good. I have never had the wings from the Wing Guru. Never had the wings. There are people who lots of people. Mellow Mushroom is the name of the one. Thank you very much. It's right near the Mellow Mushroom out there. It's it's at that same place, Mellow Mushroom in Germantown. David, my friend David, has texted me and said that it's the Mellow Mushroom. Anyway,
yep.
So, I've never had the wings at Wing Guru. People are really lamenting that they have left FedEx Forum because it was their go-to at FedEx Forum was Wing Guru. So I think they're great. You don't think that if you were going to have a wing off between Let It Fly and the Wing Guru, you yourself would go bosses. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, Wing Guru is good. It's good, but it's not better than Bosses. I mean, Bosses is the best Memphis. I've been going there since.
How about Ching's? Ching's is like the most famous. I think Ching's. Those are the three. Aren't those the three? I mean, the wing places. Wing places. Jeffrey, do you have an opinion on this? Wing Guru.
Yeah.
Ching's. Ching's is old school.
I also like All-Star Hot Wings on summer. I like them a lot. But, I mean, the ones that we've mentioned,
Those are the big three, right?
Ching's, Bosses, Wing Guru. Like, those are... It's all about, do you prefer the sauce at one place or another? Because at a certain point, like, the chicken wings are all kind of the same. Like, the actual base of the wing.
A wing is a wing is a wing. Is that what you're saying?
At those places, at the top level places.
What do you think of Brady White's wing, Jonah?
He had a good 2.5 quarters, not so great end of the game. Against UL Monroe. I mean, he was very efficient to start that game. I mean, I think his first drive was clinical. I mean, he just took him right down the field and scored, and I thought that was probably going to be a blowout. And it ended up being one, but it got a little too close for comfort because I just think they were passing a little too much there at the end of the third quarter. Brady talked about the interception he had at the end of the third quarter.
What did he do? Did he just not see the dude?
Yeah, he said he just didn't even see him. He said
it looked like he didn't see him, yeah.
He said it was kind of the same play where Joey Magnifico fumbled the ball at the end of the first half, and that.
To me, there are interceptions and there are interceptions. I mean, clearly, the best kind of interception to throw is the best kind. The one that is if it goes off your receiver's hands, and you can't be blamed for those at all, right? The kind that really frustrate me are just balls that should never have been thrown because. It's not that they didn't, and this is the Josh Allen interceptions. It's not that they didn't see a guy. It's that they didn't see anyone. They just threw it, right? You know, just winging it into triple coverage because on a hope, right? Just horrible judgment. Then there's this kind of interception, which is in between, which is should have seen him, didn't see him. That can happen, right? I mean, isn't that, to me, that's what falls under this category.
Yeah, I mean, he was under pressure. He stepped up in the pocket. I mean, I think Norvell wanted him to scramble with it. I think that's what he said on Monday when we talked about it at the media luncheon is that he didn't go through their scramble options correctly and that he forced a throw because he thought he was open, and it wasn't, and it ended up costing him a little bit, but they won the game. I think it's only his second pick of the season, the other one being his third pick of the season.
Who was it thrown to?
It was to Magnifico.
Okay. Yeah, I actually wondered if he could have played better defense on that one, too, a little bit, come back a little bit for it.
Brady put it in the wrong spot. He put it in a place that was impossible for Joey to really bat it down or really do anything with it.
All right, so Temple, tremendous defensive team. Is that your sense?
Yeah. Norvell's called them the best front seven they'll play all season. He said they're the best defensive line. They're really going to test that offensive line. The offensive line that struggled against UL Monroe a little bit. Had a pretty good game against Navy there in the second half. Had a good first half against UL Monroe, but they've struggled in pass protection this year. If Temple starts getting to the quarterback, starts getting hit in Brady White, it could be a really big problem. I mean, it really could be.
It It was weird seeing the defense give up so many yards last weekend. I just wasn't – I mean, it's weird. It was like I was having a PTSD flashbacks to last year. Now, in the end, they made the huge stand, a couple of big stands on fourth downs, including after that pick that we just referenced from Brady. Like, the defense in the end – and I think this is one of the things that characterizes this defense is, and I heard Jeffrey and Giannato talking about it yesterday, whether it's the safety against Ole Miss, whether it's the second half against Navy, they are, and whether it was in this down the stretch last week, they are making winning plays when they have to make winning plays, which obviously they did not the previous few years.
Yeah. I mean, no, it really reminded me of the defense from 2 years ago where it was, like, constantly missing guys in the secondary. You couldn't get to the quarterback. If you did, you couldn't really bring him down. But you always got that interception. You always forced the fumble. You always got the pick and ended up being a positive at the end of the game, even though you gave up 575 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. You still won the turnover battle. And that ended up what it being. It really reminded me of that. That last defense under Rod Ferguson where they had an insane turnover margin. But I don't think they can do that this weekend. They really got to shore things up with tackling. That's what I wrote earlier this week, the Daily Memphian, that they have to tackle better. And Adam Fuller said their effort was unacceptable. Norvell said they missed 26 tackles that ended up turning into 245 yards in the win, and that they can't do that again. You're not going to be able to do that in conference play. You can't do that against Temple, Tulane. You can't do that against Tulsa.
Where do you think this team is in terms of Mike Norvell teams? How good?
In terms of Mike Norvell teams?
Yeah. How good are they? Yeah. Are they got a team that's going to be exposed as they play down the stretch, or are they a team that's going to prove that they are what everybody hopes they are down the stretch?
Yeah, I think this is the second-best team probably. I mean, it has the potential to be his first-best team. They just need the offense to play a full game. They need to play a game from start to finish where they start the game well and they end the game well, and that hasn't happened yet.
All right. Jonah, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll count on you getting a new song. Oh, you're going to Media Days too, so you are going to Philadelphia for the Temple game, and then you are going to be there, staying there for basketball Media Days. Read Jonah's stuff at the Daily Memphian. Follow him on Twitter @_JonahJordan. Thanks, Jonah.
All right, sir. I'll see you later.
That is Jonah Jordan. When we come back, Barrett Sally will talk to us about college football generally. It's Jeff Gawkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm on Dead Man's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo bucks?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
She wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween jumbo bucks instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
One, two, it's coming for you. Three, four, you could win much more. Five, six, on a scratch ticket. Seven, eight, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9:10, time to play again.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Tennessee.
Welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You gather some coworkers around your laptop to watch the funniest video ever.
So funny.
But nobody is laughing. You couldn't save yourself from the next 3 minutes of unlaughable regret. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your sense of humor has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating and has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Ooh.
And while your little video party isn't going as expected, you could expect more savings from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from a laughless video flop, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Hi, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Looking for something different for this year's holiday party? Let me come and cater your party. Or join us at Felicia Suzanne's. Enjoy a special evening with items such as organic chicken crepes, shrimp and grits, and end with my signature bread pudding. Start planning your New Year's Eve by joining us at Felicia Suzanne's. Call me at 901-523-0877 or go to our website, FeliciaSuzanne.com, for more information.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much.
What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Come home to Chapel Cove with today's Perks Deal. Half off two tickets to the 2019 Vesta Home Show in the Chapel Cove subdivision in Germantown. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
We're sticking cash in your app. Download the Radio.com app for free now from the App Store. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Then listen weekdays at the top of every hour. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Get the code. Text that word we give you to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Joined now by Barrett Sally, college football writer for CBS Sports, host SiriusXM College Sports on Twitter, at Barrett Sally. He joins me now. Barrett, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. Still a little mentally hungover from the 10-run first inning yesterday in the Braves game, but I'm all right.
You're a Braves fan. We framed the perfect, which is often a hypothetical question, which is a better way to lose, agonizing fashion, quick fashion. So is it better today to be a Dodgers fan or a Braves fan?
Braves fan, for sure, because like I was at the game yesterday. It happened so quick.
Had you sat down? How many seats were filled? Everybody?
Oh, it was full for an inning. and then everybody left. It was. I'd much rather lose like that. I mean, I've been in a lot of different spots. I watched them lose the 1991 World Series when Jack Morris and John Smoltz pitched that great duel. I
Kirby Puckett in that same series. Brooks Conrad in 2010, the 2012 infield fly game. Like, there are a lot of things that have taken longer. If you want to, go beyond baseball, the 2018 Super Bowl, death by a thousand cuts is way worse than ripping off a Band-Aid. By the time I got in my car, when I left early, very early last night, by the time I got to my car, it was like, well, that sucked. Moving on. Like, it was, reality had already set in a long time ago. So it's much worse to be a Dodgers fan today.
When did you leave? How long did you stay?
One half inning. I swear. I love the Braves more than any other team.
Uh-huh.
I am not going to watch a 9-inning funeral. I'm not doing it. There's no way that I would watch a 9-inning funeral. I have much better things to do with my life. So I came back to my house and I watched Will Smith and Martin Lawrence shoot up bad guys in Bad Boys and Bad Boys 2. Seemed like a pretty good alternative.
Let me ask you this: if you were a Falcons fan and had been at let's just say you'd been to the Falcons fan at that Super Bowl and the scores had been reversed. 28-3? Is that what it was?
28-3, yes.
Yeah, 28-3. Would you have left that game? Because then you would have walked out of your funeral. The funeral would have turned into a wedding.
No, because, 28-3 was bad, right? But that, football can, that's not that outlandish in football. I mean, it sucked, don't get me wrong. But, I would have probably stuck around. A 10-run top of the first inning in a deciding playoff game, like, that is as insurmountable as it gets.
Yeah.
Like, at least in football, you have the at least the possibility of, exactly what happened to the Falcons that night.
Yeah, that's still the worst, right? I mean, for Atlanta sports fans, that will never be topped, the 28-3. Yes.
I don't think it will be. I mean, look, that last night sucked, don't get me wrong,
right?
But it was in an NLDS. If that was the World Series, then okay, that might be up there. The Super Bowl was, like, no joke. Like, I dropped my kid off at school the next morning, and everybody felt all teachers. And look, he goes to a Christian school. Teachers, everybody looked like they had just been gut punched. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah. Oh gosh, it's awful. Well, I'm from Buffalo, so I get all this. I understand this. I understand the pain. Before I get to the games. I know you're not a draft guy, per se, but you watch a lot of college football. And I bring this up partly because Jalen Hurts is having such a great year this year. But then you look at the draft last year and the quarterbacks, and it just appears like everyone was wrong on everything, right? Obviously, Daniel Jones has been good. Dwayne Haskins, who some people had reservations about, has not been good. And then you've got Gardner Minshew has been fantastic, and there was only one quarterback picked after him. Did you have a conviction about the quarterbacks last year, and do you have a conviction about the quarterbacks this year as it pertains to the next level?
Yeah, I didn't think Daniel Jones was going to amount to anything, and maybe he still won't. But Daniel Jones, to me, was nothing more than – he's Mitchell Trubisky to me, and I'm not the biggest Mitchell Trubisky guy. I don't know what he's doing in the NFL, but he was a nice little story that scouts fell in love with. And, so far I've been wrong, but it's still really, really early. This year, I don't have a huge inclination other than I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be an NFL quarterback. And I think he is a quarterback. He's not going to go play running back, although he might try it. I think the beginning of this season isn't necessarily smoke and mirrors, but I think it's maybe there are other factors that are playing into it, specifically just ridiculously weak competition, especially weak defensive fronts. I don't think Oklahoma's offensive line is that good at all, and I think it gets exposed this week. And if that offensive line struggles for the rest of the season, Jalen's not going to have as much success as he's had. So to me, Jalen is probably one of those guys where, he'll get a shot at quarterback in the NFL, but if a lot's expected of him, I don't know if that's going to happen.
That is, I guess, the biggest game of the week, Oklahoma-Texas. Does that mean you think Texas should be favored in this one, or what's your thought?
I don't know if they should be favored, but I think they're going to win. I think Texas's defensive front is pretty darn solid. 7 tackles for a loss per game against Power 5 teams. Like, that's a big deal. And like I said, I mean, you go back and watch the Kansas game. Kansas got pressure with 4 on Oklahoma consistently. I mean, consistently. And a lot of that was on delays, too. So Todd Orlando's a great defensive coordinator. Tom Herman as an underdog, we know all about that. To me, I think Texas is going to rattle Jalen Hurts and then at the same time play ball control with their offense. Understand that you want to keep the ball away from that Oklahoma offense and let Sam Ellinger sort of do his thing. So I think Texas gets the job done.
Before I get to the SEC, let's go to the other big games outside of the SEC. Penn State at Iowa, just dismal offensive performance last week from Iowa, but they're back home against a Penn State team that looks pretty good.
They are. They're very good, and especially defensively. So Nate Stanley against a pretty decent Michigan defense looked awful. The first time all year he looked awful. I don't think that's going to change this week. Penn State's defense is really solid, and I don't think enough people understand just how good that offense is at Penn State. KJ Hamler's phenomenal. I think Sean Clifford's the perfect player to run that offense. James Franklin finally has, found his guy. Trace was, sort of a spark that he didn't expect. This is Sean Clifford, and he's a high-profile quarterback for a reason. I know magic at Kinnick is what it is, and Iowa always seems to have that game, but it's not going to be this one. I think Penn State wins rather handily.
How about USC at Notre Dame?
Man, I love that Keaton Slovis is back. I do think USC is better than people want to give them credit for. It's a huge game for Clay Helton. Notre Dame can't run the football. Like, they just can't run the football. So, to me anyway, I think USC is going to do enough to keep it close. They'll have a chance to win late. I'm not sold on Notre Dame being, a true national championship contender. I think the players want to play for Clay Helton at USC. They love him. So I think Notre Dame gets the win, but I do think it's going to be pretty darn close.
What do you think? You said a big game for Clay Helton. Obviously, they have the AD issue now, too, as well. What do you think his status is?
I think, it's interesting you say that because the AD thing. Typically when you have a new boss, the boss [S2] Right. [S1] Wants to put his stamp on the program, right? I think that no matter what happens, Clay's got to win 8 games. If he wins 8 games, then that's enough to appease the fan base and enough for an AD to stick with him, provided there's not a home run hire on the hook, and I'm not sold that Urban Meyer is on the hook. I think this whole Urban Meyer stuff right now is Urban Meyer being a big fan of Urban Meyer and wanting to keep his name out there and nothing more than that.
Do you think Urban Meyer will never be back, or do you just don't think he wants to be back in that situation, right? In that situation.
I think Urban Meyer will be back, but I don't necessarily think it'll be in college. We all know about his brain stuff and the stress he goes through and the pressure he puts on himself. It wouldn't surprise me if he's an NFL coach because – at that point, you can just sit back and coach football. You don't have to do any other crap. Just do football. And I think that would help him a lot. And I think that's attractive to him.
It is. I guess that you think there's less pressure on a NFL coach than on – you don't have the advantage of having all the best players on an NFL coach. But you don't – A, you don't have to babysit.
You don't have to go get them.
You don't have to go get them. And there is less babysitting, isn't there? Maybe – why is that? It's because – they're older, or because it just feels like, they're living in their own. They're not living in dorms. They're not your responsibility in the same way, I think. You cut them.
Yeah, they're grown-ups.
Yeah.
They're grown-ups. I did a lot of dumb stuff in college. I don't know if you did. I did really stupid things in college. And when I got to be a grown-up, I kind of grew up.
Right. I still do some, but I do fewer. Yeah. That's exactly right. Okay.
Exactly.
Moving on, before we get to the big SEC game, Mississippi State-Tennessee is intriguing because it's kind of huge for both of them. Thoughts on that game?
Mississippi State can't play defense. Like, their pass defense is atrocious. And Brian Maurer starting, for his second game, I thought he did pretty darn solid against Georgia. Especially in the first half, they seem to have a spark. The fact that he's starting again, I think, will certainly help. The fact that it's in Neyland, those fans still, are excited about their team. They don't give up. And Mississippi State is Kylan Hill, and that's it. and they have a quarterback issue, and they have a quarterback that I don't think can keep up. And it's crazy to say because Brian Maurer's entering his second game. I don't think they can keep up with this Tennessee offense, knowing that really the receivers at Tennessee are unguardable. And so as long as you have somebody that can at least get it there, then Tennessee might not be half bad. So I think the Vols spring the upset and went outright.
All right, you got Florida at LSU. Joe Burrow is going to be better, I presume, than what Florida faced last week. Thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I mean, Florida's defense is going to give them the biggest test they've had all year. I do think they pass it enough, if that makes sense, that they'll have a good enough grade, LSU will, to at least force Kyle Trask to win with his arm. And I don't think Kyle Trask is ready to do that. Not in Death Valley on a Saturday night. So I think it will be close. I think, you know, Florida will have a chance in the fourth quarter. In the end, it comes down to who you trust more. Do you trust Joe Burrow or do you trust Kyle Trask? And I think the answer is pretty obvious.
Alabama plays Texas A&M. It is weird. We talked about Jalen Hurts, and he, I guess, the front runner for the Heisman. There's like Tua's been great. He's been absolutely great. I don't know if you have a conviction on Tua. Thoughts on Alabama at A&M?
It's crazy to say because I was excited about this game before the season. It's a dial score game for Alabama. I mean, Texas A&M can't run the football. They have not run for over 100 yards against a Power 5 team. And one of those teams was Arkansas. So if they can't run the football, then it's going to be on Kellen Mond to go pass for pass and point for point with Tua Tagovailoa. Not going to happen. That game gets really sideways.
Ole Miss looks like it has sort of least developing an identity, which is running the ball. Ole Miss at Missouri.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Kelly Bryant's going to play for Missouri. I think that'll help. They run the ball pretty effectively anyway with Larry Roundtree, and they play good defense. I think in the end, Missouri's defense, you know, gets them to a win just because, you know, Ole Miss's quarterback situation is still, I would say, it's not trustworthy, you know, no matter what happens. It's great that they've got, you know, Elijah Moore, and it's great that they've got two really solid running backs, but they're going to need more offense to get past Missouri. So I do think it'll be close, but in the end, I think Missouri, as long as Kelly Bryant stays healthy, and as long as he is healthy, then I think they'll find a way close, kind of ugly, low scoring, and perhaps Ole Miss does have a chance late, but I think Missouri gets the job done.
All right, and then lastly, I don't think I've gotten your opinion on the California law, the likenesses, images, all that stuff. Are you in favor of players being allowed to capitalize on their images and endorse things, or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's their lives. You know, they've put in the work. So, yeah, they absolutely can. I think the biggest thing for college and for the NCAA is to fight the battles they need to fight in order to make this less rushed, right? Like, it is a you need to have a federal law, and you need to have a uniformed rule. And if you've got different states applying different laws that are going to effect at different times, you're going to have a giant mess. So fight the battles they need to delay it because they know they have to do it. They know they have to figure it out, and they have to do it responsibly. And if they don't, then you're going to have a lot of unintended consequences that can really affect college athletics moving forward.
I've been in favor of it. I will say there are things that people have pointed out in the debates that don't make me pause, but make me further appreciate the complexities here. Like, let's say Justin Fields gets a huge deal to go to college at one place, and as happened, transfers to college at another place. So, like, what happens in that circumstance? He has an endorsement deal, the endorsement deal ends, or can you tempt someone away if there's a quarterback somewhere lighting it up and Alabama says, you know what, we need to have a quarterback issue, or let's make it a kicker. We got a kicker issue. They can pay $1 million for a strength coach. They can pay whatever to finally have a kicker. So they say, let's bring this kicker. We will offer this kicker, you know, whatever, an endorsement deal with blank Chevrolet. There are complexities here that would be, seems to me, you would not want that happening, I would think. Yes?
No, but they're not the ones paying. And I think the issue, the one thing that's not talked about is that, you know, this stuff's happening under the table. A lot of these boosters are the ones pushing it because they don't want to have to deal with money laundering issues. They don't want to have to deal with, you know, tax issues that they're dealing with right now. But those businesses would have budgets. right? Like, you're not going to have Alabama go pay its entire recruiting class to come to Alabama. Like, they have to be endorsed by a business. Right. And those businesses still have budgets and bottom lines and stuff like that. So, it's a different system, and I think it'll work. It's just a matter of making it work responsibly. And I think that involves time. And the way you create that time is to fight battles to delay some of these laws going into effect until you figure out exactly how you want to address it.
Follow him on Twitter, at Barrett Selly. Thanks, Barrett. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
We will talk to Chris Harrington when we return. It's Jeff Dawkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So it's Jeff Calkins here for Cooper Systems. For the longest time, my former employer wouldn't let me do endorsements, so I couldn't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.